بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in tonight's Taraweeh Salah we will be reciting and listening to Surah An-Nahl, inshallah, which has been named after a small but very amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An-Nahl in Arabic refers to the bee. And Mufassirin have written that the surah is named after the bee, after the Nahl, for two primary reasons. One is, of course, Allah wants to highlight to us that despite this being a very small creation of mine, but when you analyze and look and introspect, then you will see the signs of my greatness, how I am able to create and what I am able to make in such a small creature of mine. And the second reason, ulama explain, is that this surah was revealed towards the end of the Meccan period. And we know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum underwent a great deal of persecution, of difficulty. There was no escape route for them in Makkah Mukarramah. They were not allowed to retaliate against the mushrikeen. And they kept on making dua and waiting for an escape route, a way out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah An-Nahl. Mufassirin say in the surah, or in the naming of the surah, was a subtle indication that very soon Allah will make a way out for you. How? When we look at the life of the bee, then we find that initially its life is very difficult and challenging. There's a great deal of hard work. Those in the know-how say that the bee, in fact, despite its small size, at times will fly up to 5 kilometers just to search for nectar. And then the entire process thereafter, finally the end result is the sweet, tasty honey that it then produces. So this surah being named after the bee indicated to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that your 10 years of difficulty, of effort, of perseverance will soon end with the sweet honey of Medina Munawwara. You will be blessed with Darul Islam, that abode where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in charge. Nevertheless, in the surah, there is one particular verse. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that this verse is the most jami', the most comprehensive verse in the Quran dealing with good and evil. And therefore we find this verse is well known to all of us. From the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, this verse was in the Jumu'ah khutbah. Until today we hear it. Every khatib on the day of Jumu'ah, on the occasion of Eid, will recite this verse in the khutbah, where Allah says, "Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan ila akhir al ayah." Allah instructs us with three things and prohibits us from three things. Regarding this particular verse, there was a person by the name of Aktham bin Saifi. He was the leader and the judge of his clan, the Banu Tamim tribe. And he had heard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is this person inviting to one Allah. And he wanted to find out more about Islam. So he prepared to set off to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Some of his close associates said to him, that listen, you are the leader of our tribe. And it does not behove you as the leader to go and meet him. Why don't you send some messengers and they will go? So he selected two people and he sent them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they met him, they posed two questions to him. They said, "Man anta wa ma anta?" Who are you and what are you? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam responded, "As far as who am I, then I am Muhammad bin Abdullah. This is my name, this is my lineage. As far as what am I or what do I stand for?" He says, "Ana Abdullah wa Rasulu." I am Allah's slave, Allah's messenger. And then he recited this verse to them. So these messengers asked him to repeat the verse a few times. They memorized it and they went back. And they then recited it to Aktham bin Saifi. When he heard this, immediately he called his people and he said, that to me it seems as though this man is inviting to makarimil akhlaq, to a very lofty level of character, of excellence. And therefore, kunu ru'usan wala takunu adhnaban. You better go and accept Islam immediately, so that you can be at the forefront of his deen, and you don't get left behind. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, there were a number of other people who this verse became the catalyst and the turning point in their life. Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu himself says, "I accepted Islam, but Islam did not really take root in my heart. There were still some lingering doubts. One day I was in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I noticed wahi was coming down. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. The moment I heard this verse, immediately Islam took root in my heart. And I realized that this is definitely the religion of truth." There's no time to go into the details, but basically Allah instructs us with justice, with goodness, with fairness, to take care of our relatives, those around us, Allah prohibits us from doing things that are shameful, that are immoral, from having any injustice. These are the fundamental teachings of deen. And this is this akhlaq and this these characteristics of deen are what causes Islam to shine in the world. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.